Go ahead and take your Bibles tonight, please. Turn to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Boy, I don't know about you, but man, I'll tell you, my heart's already been encouraged through the music and through the testimony we had already tonight. And now as we get to the preaching, hopefully the Lord will use some things here that we're going to look at in the book of 2 Timothy. Hey, if you remember from last week, we talked a little bit about resting in the Lord. Do you remember that? We took a little time to talk about worry. And man, that's something that we all do. But it's something that each one of us should fight not to do, right? And hopefully maybe you've had over the course of the past week, maybe you've seen some areas of victory in which you were able to place your dependence upon the Lord, take those worries, whatever they may be, whatever category they may be related to, and cast them upon the Lord. Tonight we're gonna continue our theme with a couple of things that sometimes we make excuses for. I remember last week I talked about using the phrase, you know, sometimes there's some sins that we sort of elevate in our mind. We sort of refer to them maybe as respectable sins. Maybe something like worry that maybe even, you know, we hear Christians use the terminology, I'm worried about so-and-so, or I'm worried about this or that. And sometimes we get very comfortable with using those terms, and we sort of forget that these are actually things that we are to avoid in Scripture. These are sins that can easily creep in. And tonight's going to be no different. We're going to look at something that I think that for all of us can easily creep into our life. Here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to find in just a second here, Paul is going to give some words to Timothy here. They're going to be very helpful to him. And he specifically draws attention to the sins that are mentioned here and when they're going to show up. Let me show you what I mean. Look at verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Look at what he says here. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And he goes on to describe that. Okay? He's gonna sort of set the scene here for Timothy. Timothy was a young pastor. Paul said, hey, listen, heads up. As you get older and as time goes on, you may see some of these very sins represented in the flock of God. In other words, these are not just sins that Paul is saying as you look around at the world that you're living in. Don't be surprised if you see unsaved people doing these things. Okay, no, he's saying, hey, let me get your attention, Timothy, okay? Do not be surprised if within your future congregation you see some of these sins sort of rise to the top in and among believers, and even become commonplace. Notice now as he describes some of those sins. He says this, for men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontented, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Verse 4 here, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now, the title or the topic of the message tonight, the word itself, is not mentioned specifically in these verses that we've just read, but just about every word that we just read is related to this sin. And tonight, this is the thing that I'd like to preach on and take a little bit of time to talk about this evening, and that is, I'd like to look at this thing of rudeness. Your mom or dad ever look at you and say, how rude? You know, or look at you and say, wow, how much more rude can you get? Like I said, you look down at some of these words here, and you see that I think the term rudeness here pretty much encompasses a lot of these terms that the Apostle Paul is getting the attention of Timothy with. And this is what I want to leave you with as we get started, and that is, rudeness is something that can creep in to Temple Baptist School. rudeness is something that can creep in to your home. Rudeness is something that is a part of our society and culture, and in many times accepted in the day that we're living in. Before I get too ahead of myself, let's ask for the Lord's help. Lord, we pray that you would guide our thoughts. Lord, we pray that you would lead us and help us, Lord, again. Father, I need your power, not my own, Lord. I pray that you'd hide me behind you. In your name we pray. Amen. I found an article in which an individual was writing about this idea of rude behavior. This is what they said. They posed the question, what constitutes rude behavior? It's a good question. They then went on to describe how rude behavior tends to vary from culture to culture and within a culture from era to era. Case in point, spitting in public wasn't considered rude for centuries. Though by the 19th century, it began to be associated with rudeness. Another such thing that we could categorize as rude today, in the 19th century, only married women shook a man's hand, and gentlemen simply bowed to an unmarried lady. Okay, today, we shake hands with just about anybody, okay? And so if you responded in that way today, especially if a lady stuck out her hand and you refused to